Do my thing, right? Yeah. Hey guys, I am so stoked to be here. I just wanted to say thank you, Dalton, for putting on this amazing event. Like, how incredible is this, right? Everybody, we need to give him a round of applause. And thank you so much for having me. Like, I appreciate it so much that you opened this up for me to come and talk with all of you. So we're just gonna dive right in, have some honest conversation, right? So I'm gonna ask some questions. I just want you guys to raise your hand if this question kind of resonates with you and if it's something that you have experienced or feel being a photographer, whether you're a new photographer or a tenured photographer. So my first question is, how many of you feel like the job of being a photographer is sometimes lonely, isolating? Anybody? Raise them high, don't be ashamed. Yeah, for sure, okay. I definitely feel that way, especially when I'm sitting in front of my computer for like 24 hours straight editing, right? Who's with me? Yeah. How many of you, at one point or another, have compared yourself to another photographer, whether you know that photographer or not? Yeah. Every single one of us. I still do it sometimes. How many of you have tried to connect with another photographer, meet up for coffee, collaborate on a shoot, and it may or may not have gone through, so you might have been stood up, or after you had coffee, you kind of felt like there was no like follow through. You're just like, I want to just connect with you, and they just like, meh, meh, fell flat. Okay, yeah, a few of us. Yeah, I've been there before too, actually very recently. And how many of you feel like it's been kind of hard to find a way to connect with other people in the industry? Anybody? Yeah, a good few of us actually. So, I'm standing here in front of about, what, is there 60 of us?
60 to 70
of us. Okay, so I'm standing here about in front of 60 to 70 of you, and we have all had this experience. We have all been through it. I've been through it as well. And I think sometimes when we are going through that, it's very discouraging, and it kind of makes us feel as maybe we're not good enough, or maybe we, you know, haven't had an experience, or we don't know what we're doing, or even worse, it kind of makes us wonder, like, should I even be doing this? So today we're going to sit here, and we're going to talk about community. I'm gonna talk about why community is important. I'm gonna talk about why we tend to stop ourselves from building that community. And I'm gonna talk about how to build a real community. And I'm gonna talk about my experiences doing all of these things along the way. So, let me scroll up on my computer. Why am I here? Why am I here all the way from Colorado to talk to you guys? In 2017, I gave myself a challenge to really push myself to start teaching, mentoring, and speaking. It was something that made me really, really uncomfortable to do, and I didn't really want to put myself out there, and quite frankly, I was just really freaking scared of being vulnerable. And so I started challenging myself because after 8 years of experience in the wedding industry and photographing weddings, I felt like I was doing a disservice by not giving back to people. So here I am facing fear, actually, to come up here and talk to you guys about building community. And I also wanted to do this because I felt like by teaching and speaking, I was then fostering my own community by meeting all of you and getting to talk to all of you today. So when I heard that Dalton was doing this, I was like, heck yes, I am coming up down here and I'm going to talk to these people. Because what better place to do that than at a place that is all about fostering community at an event, right? Also, in case you guys didn't know, this is my hometown, so what better place to foster community than at your roots, right? So here I am in Shreveport, back where I grew up, and just to meet all of you. So let's get into it. I'm going to age myself here. I've been taking pictures since my sophomore year of college, almost a decade ago. And when I started taking pictures, I was so determined to learn how to do it on my own that I was doing it on my own. I did not ask for help, I did a second shoot, I didn't work under another photographer, I wanted to do it all myself. I was stubborn, I wanted to get it done. And I sit now and I think about the last 2 years and the types of communities that I fostered with people and the relationships that I've made, and I think about the growth that I've experienced for myself in the last 2 years, and I wonder, had I actually, at the beginning, when I first started doing photography, had I reached out to these people and made connections, how much further my business would have actually been in 8 years had I been willing to ask for help when I needed it, had I been willing to be vulnerable and put myself out there, and had I not been scared and playing that comparison game and comparing myself to other photographers and thinking they might not like me. So we're going to go dive into it now and talk about why community is important. So I touched on it a little bit already, but I think the biggest reason community is important is growth. Yes, community does grow community, right? But individually, for us personally, it creates growth for us, for our business, and for our own selves, right? So 2 years ago, I was in a really, really tough place. I was in a really bad place personally, really bad relationship, and I was suffering. My business was suffering. I didn't like what I was shooting. I didn't like the people I was shooting. I didn't like the types of weddings I was shooting, and I even hated my editing style. I was just like, I hate all of it. And I was just really, really, I felt really stuck. I was like, I can't get out of this. And here I was about 6 years into my business and just feeling like, yeah, I guess I've made it. I don't know. What is that like? But it just didn't feel good. So I challenged myself to start reaching out to other photographers. And I think it was like about a year and a half ago now, a random dude on Instagram who had like 20,000 followers posted something about having a photography hike meetup thing. Hey, you guys want to come? We're going to take pictures. And I was like, I'm not worthy. I only have this many followers. But I went ahead and I responded to the story and I was like, yeah, I want to go. And I actually tried to talk myself out of going so many times. But eventually I went. And what happened when I met these photographers, who happened to not be wedding photographers, by the way, actually, some of them don't even do it full time. So it was kind of amazing to meet other people that just love photography for the sake of photography. What happened for me is I started learning how these people shoot, what they shoot, who they shoot, what time of day they shoot. I started bouncing photography ideas off of them. Heck, I even sat down and got to watch some of them edit, which taught me. I'm like, I've been doing photography for almost 10 years, and I just learned something, right? And I think by putting myself in that situation, I actually started getting to a place where I started discovering more of myself and more of my photography style, and that is what you see today now when you look at my website and my Instagram. I started realizing that, oh, going on a hike with my couple is actually fun for me. I want to do that. And I started changing that aesthetic and changing the style of the way I shoot. So it created this immense amount of growth within me personally, and also allowed me to realize that even though I'm struggling, I'm not the only one struggling. Somebody that I met on this like hike, they looked at me and they're like, you do it full time? I was like, yeah, okay, I guess I'm not struggling as much as I think, because they're struggling in a different way. And then I got to talk about it and share stories. So it was really amazing because it really made me feel as though I wasn't isolated and I wasn't alone. And so it created this amazing amount of personal growth for me. So that's my first the biggest thing that community does offer. Going forward, I think the next thing community does is I think it allows us to get really in tune with our market, right? So if we're talking to other photographers and they're talking about their clients and their experiences and their pricing and they're being very honest and open with you, you get an idea of what brides are looking for, what they kind of, you know, style they might want, what is in now. I don't know what I spoke to that. So I think being in a community allows you to see what your market is actually looking for, and it allows you to maybe make some adjustments in your own business so that way you are booking the leads that you want and the clients that you want, because you actually know what's going on around you and what other photographers are offering, what clients are actually looking for. So I think that's really, really important to do. I also think it's a really great way to, if you meet up with people for coffee, that's what I've been doing, is I've just been reaching out to creatives and saying, hey, can I grab some coffee with you? Just would love to get to know you. Would love to hear about your business. And before I know it, I have figured out like what they're struggling with, what their pricing is, you know, what kind of clients they like to work with, and realizing like, okay, they don't like to work with clients that want to get married in the mountains. They want to work with clients that get married in the city. So they're not actually targeting my ideal client, but it also gives me insights so that way I can then adjust however I need to for the clients that are maybe wanting to do a shoot in the mountains. So I think it's a really beautiful way to stay in touch with your market. Another thing that I think building a community does is it allows you to gain value. If you're putting yourself out there with people, they're going to encourage you, right? They're going to say, hey, yeah, you're doing a really great job. Or maybe change this and this will allow this to happen for you. Or maybe do this. So it's allowing you to basically create a richer life for yourself because you have people that are lifting you up and encouraging you. This job is hard enough by yourself. Difficult clients, long wedding days, long editing hours. It is hard. It's really, really hard. And so to do all that by yourself and not have a cheer squad is kind of hard, right? So how are we supposed to have any courage to put ourselves out there and do this on a day-to-day basis, whether full-time or not, without somebody cheering us on and encouraging us to do so? The way we get courage to take those risky steps and to take those big jumps and to put ourselves out there that way are by the relationships and the people that are behind us and supporting us every single day. So building a community creates value. It adds value to your life. It adds value to your work. It adds value to the people around you. So that's another reason why community is so important. Okay, so we talked about why community is important. So why do we not build community? Why don't we do that? What is stopping us? So for me personally, what was stopping me was I was really freaking stubborn. I can do it myself. I don't need anyone. I don't need anybody's help. I'm going to do it myself because I felt like maybe I would be more proud of myself that way or something like that. And I just didn't want anyone. But it really just stopped me in my tracks because I wasn't able to move forward in a lot of ways. Collaboration is a very powerful thing. When you have two amazingly creative people get together, what they're going to produce together is going to be far more impactful and exciting and amazing than something that you would create on your own. So I've actually been reaching out to not only just photographers, but other kinds of creatives as well. I've been reaching out to fashion designers, I've been reaching out to artists like painters, graphic designers, and it's been really amazing at the things that I've learned and the way that I've been able to grow my business. Even just preparing for this speech, I actually was able to collaborate with other people on it and get input and insight on how to move forward and doing it in the best way possible. So I don't know that I'd be able to do this as well as I'm doing it now without their help. So I think collaboration is really important. So you gotta get out of that mindset of, I don't need help. No, you might not need help, but you might be able to do something so much better if you have somebody there to collaborate with. Another thing that I think stops a lot of people is fear. They are scared that nobody will accept them, or they won't like them, or they might even be scared that, well, if I put myself out there, they're going to find out how I do everything and all my secrets. Well, I'm going to say, first and foremost, there are no secrets. There are absolutely no secrets. I am not here because I have a secret. You want to know something? Ask me. I will tell you anything and everything about my business, about how I got here, what I'm doing, and you'll find out that my story is going to be completely different from her story. Not the same at all. So I might have had to do something differently than she's going to have to do to get there. So there are no secrets. So that's going to just nip that in the bud right there. Don't be scared about giving away your secrets. You, because you have a talent and a passion for something, are doing yourself a huge disservice not sharing that with people and not enlightening and giving back to people around you, because by making those people grow, you're only going to grow yourself. So I've learned so much in just opening myself up to teaching and mentoring and speaking and meeting other people. I've learned so much about me that has allowed me to flourish as a photographer. So no secrets. Now, as far as people not liking you, who the hell cares? Honestly, come on, let's think about that, right? I heard a quote recently that said, if nobody hates you, if somebody doesn't hate you, then nobody loves you, right? So if there's somebody out there that is not adamantly saying, I don't like what this person does, that means there's probably not somebody on the other side going, wow, they're so freaking amazing. I can't believe what they do. So know that the haters are kind of just as important as the lovers, right? So if somebody's going to hate you, let them. Who cares? And honestly, those people that may not like what you're doing, they're not actually probably your tribe anyway, right? They're not the people that you're going to use as your community. You're just going to use it as like a note, as a piece of information that says, okay, these aren't my kinds of people, but these are my kinds of people. So don't be worried about whether or not people like you or don't like you. I think the other biggest reason why we don't end up going and finding community is I think we oftentimes get into a place of envy, comparison, and jealousy. We just get super envious of other photographers. We're like, oh, I just wish I could be them. I wish I could do what they're doing. I wish. And then we get really jealous. And then we compare ourselves. And we're like, oh, we're not good enough. I can't do it. Well, why the heck are you not messaging that photographer on Instagram and getting to know them? Because if they're doing something that you want to do, talk to them. Seriously. Put yourself out there and talk to them. Because if you don't talk to them, then you might not ever realize that that photographer that has the umpteen million followers and seems like they're traveling all over the place to shoot everybody under the sun, you might not learn that they're actually struggling in ways. You might not see that they actually have been doing this for 10 years and that they actually hit a breaking point where they consider not being a photographer. And you won't learn that from them unless you put yourself out there to get to know them. So stop comparing yourself. Don't be jealous because you're all just as good. And you're all good in your own way. So find what makes you special and embrace that. And don't compare yourself to everyone else. I think those are the biggest reasons why we stop ourselves from actually individually going out and seeking community. So now we're going to talk about building real community. And I say real community because there is fake community out there in the world. We've all experienced it, right? Yeah, somebody that says they're your friend and then you never hear from them, or they talk bad about you, or they make you feel a certain way. So yeah, we're going to talk about real community. Real community is something that's completely different than that. These are people that actually give a crap about what you're doing. They actually invest time in you. They actually invest, you know, anything in you, actually, because they care, right? So I think the first and foremost, the biggest way to create that real community is you yourself have to give. That's why I'm saying here. You have to give back to those people in your life and around you, those people that you want in your community. And you have to do it authentically. You have to do it without expecting them to ever give back anything to you. It's all about a balance and a give and a take. You can't arrive in a community and say, okay, I'm here, give to me. What are you going to give me? How are you going to make me better? No, you need to give to other people, and that in turn is going to give to you. So give. You have to also truly authentically be yourself. I mean, not everybody uses the word authentic all the time, not Instagram, blah, blah. But you have to be authentically who you are, because that's going to attract the right people to actually have in your community. And if you're authentic, then people will know you're authentic. So when you go to grab coffee with somebody, you can't grab coffee with them just to try to figure out what their pricing is. You need to grab coffee with them because you actually care about their business. You actually care about who they are, what they want, and what they're experiencing in their life. And then in turn, you're gonna learn from each other. So being authentic is very, very important. Be genuinely interested in other people. So I think that's the biggest thing in creating real community. I've seen it happen so many times where we're creating a community, but then you have like cliques, or you have like the big dogs and then the little people below them, or like you have people that are trying to come out and talk to people and meet people, but then people aren't following through with them. They're not following up after coffee and saying, hey, how did Gather go, Dalton? Did it go great? You know, something like that. So it's just kind of like a really frustrating situation that a lot of people find themselves in. So if you want to have a real community, start doing that and see what happens. And before you know it, you'll probably be surrounded by a lot of people that are genuinely and authentically interested in you and giving and caring about you and lifting you up. So how do we go about doing this? How do we find these people that inspire us? Well, first and foremost, one of the biggest ways that I've been doing, and I already kind of touched on it, is in person. I call them creative coffees. So I've just been having creative coffee. And like I said, I've been reaching out to all these people. And as an example of something that really positive has happened, I recently reached out to a woman that creates handbags. She doesn't do photography. She doesn't do anything with photography. But she creates handbags. And I talked to her, and we're going to have coffee. But I happened to run into her before having coffee. And she starts talking to me how she wants to throw an event with a bridal salon in Denver, and how she loves my work and wanted to see if I'd be a part of it. And I was like, oh, this sounds so great. Well, then I start telling her about how, yeah, I've been doing photography for this long. In July, it's going to be my 5-year anniversary of doing it full time, and I was thinking about throwing a party for it, and blah, 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 blah. And we're going on, and she's like, like event, because I'm also starting a new business. And she said, why don't we make this event a celebration of that and a launch party for your new business? Something that I literally never even thought about. I was like, oh, I just want to have a little party, invite some friends, celebrate the fact that I've been doing this a little while. And she's like, oh, no. I've got bigger ideas for you. And I was like, what? I don't even know you. But because I was genuinely interested in getting coffee with her and hearing about her life and hearing about how she got into making her gorgeous handbags, she reached out and was like, I want to do this with you, and I think this is an amazing opportunity to showcase this business that you're starting and to celebrate what you have going on. So an amazing way that just reaching out in person and having coffee with somebody and just making, just being a genuinely interested person in who they are creates an amazing opportunity for me because I genuinely wanted to be invested in her life. So in person, meet the people in person. Also, events like this. This is an amazing way to meet people, coming and hanging out with everybody here. You can also do this with people that aren't photographers. There are business events that do happen, or any kind of like meetup event that happens where you can go and meet other people and start to get to know them. So reaching out and not being afraid to put yourself out there in person is really, really important. Just walk up to people, introduce yourself, tell them you're a photographer, and just let it flow from there. Another really amazing way that we all know, that we all use every single day, is social media. I would not be here right now if it weren't for social media. Back in August, July, I joined an Instagram pod. Does everybody know what an Instagram pod is? Maybe, yes, kind of. They're like little, like, helps boost, like, Instagram engagement on your, so people, like, join these pods, and then you all comment on each other's photos. So I joined this pod, thinking like, oh God, here we go, another pod, blah, blah, blah. Well, these people ended up becoming some of my closest friends. We talk every single day over a group chat on the Telegram app, and they are photographers from all over the country. Some of them live in the Pacific Northwest, some of them live in Southern California, some live back in the East Coast. But what was amazing about it is we get to talk every single day about the issues we're experiencing, what problem we're having that day, what went really well, celebrating. Heck, we even get to celebrate when, like, oh my gosh, I my boyfriend broke up with me, I don't know, or oh my gosh, I got a new boyfriend, or whatever. We celebrate all of those weird little things too, right? So it's been really amazing, and they recently decided to host an event where, like, all of us should get together and hang out in Palm Springs, which Dalton decided to go to. And then I started following him because I saw he was hanging out with all my friends. And I was like, he's hanging out with all my friends, and he's a cool photographer, and he's a redhead. I wasn't even in Palm Springs, but because all my friends were friends with him, I was like, I want to know him. So here I am, because of social media, standing in front of all of you guys, now with hopefully 60 to 70 more friends than when I came here with. So I think leveraging social media and not being afraid to speak up, and I know it seems silly, but those Facebook groups and things that people are a part of, join them, talk in them, give people information, communicate with other people, give them feedback on their photos, tell them you think it's amazing. Don't be afraid to put yourself out there. Before you know it, you might be showing up in another city somewhere, talking at an event or meeting people. Or when I went to the Pacific Northwest, somebody's friends were already up there, so I just out of your place to stay, which I didn't even meet them in person until then, right? So it's really amazing what social media can do. So in conclusion, we are going to say, you can see how community can truly create value in your life, and you can see how it actually grows each other and how it actually adds, you know, makes our life richer. So I'm going to encourage all of you today, as we're here participating in this event, and you're getting broken up into groups to go shoot, I want you to think of one thing that you absolutely love to do when you're shooting. One thing that you feel like you're really good at. Whether it's something you do with your camera, how you pose, or something you just enjoy the most, and share that with your group. Share it with them. Tell them how, like, oh, I think this is so amazing and I love doing this. And somebody might be like, oh my gosh, I do that too, I love it also. Or, I didn't know you could do that. I also want you to think of something that you've been struggling with. when you're shooting, when you go out and you shoot a wedding or you shoot a couple or whatever it is that you're doing, what is it you have a really hard time with? And I want you to ask your members in your group, hey, I'm having a really hard time with this when I shoot. How do you do it? And I want you to utilize this time to really learn from each other. I'm going to be walking around hanging out to you and taking some pictures. So feel free to come up to me and ask me any questions you have. I would love to answer them for you. But I want this today to be all about getting to know each other. So everything we talk about community today, put all those fears aside. Don't be stubborn. Don't be shy. Put yourself out there and allow yourself to get to know each other so we can all grow together. So, does anybody have any questions? It could be anything. It doesn't have to be about community. Any questions at all?